You are listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. The COVID-19 pandemic has financially crippled many small businesses, including niche shops. That meant one beloved comic store in Cadillac had to close its doors, and with it, a community stronghold. Interlochen Public Radio's Taylor Wisner has its story.
To those who spent a lot of time there, Comic Book ER was much more than a simple comic shop. It was where Cadillac's outsiders and geeks came together, a space where they were safe to be themselves, regardless of gender identity or religion, says store owner Rob Grimes.
Very often people would come there and express all sorts of opinions, but not fear judgment and not fear harassment.
Rob says a veteran volunteered there as he started to rejoin civilian life, and a local priest started a group that met monthly at the shop called Comic Chat, a sort of book club where people could try out ideas.
It almost seemed like a mini church.
The store put on a new event each month, giving away free comic books, holding Star Wars movie nights, and even bringing in a big-name anime voice artist. There was a nonprofit connected to the store. The trustees were striving to tackle some community issues, like improving literacy and creating connections with LGBTQ groups. Beverly Hall, who volunteered at Comic Book ER for several years, says she watched as the store became a haven for young people.
It's a very conservative community. A lot of kids, if they come out, it means homelessness for some of them. There aren't a lot of places of refuge for them.
Beverly herself found solace at the store. She worked full-time as an insurance agent, but spent weekends looking at comics. An Asian woman in her 50s, Beverly's not necessarily the image of a comic book consumer painted by popular culture. But she says Comic Book ER welcomed her. Growing up in a strict Baptist home in Irons, Michigan, a small town 30 miles east of Manistee, one of the only forms of pop culture Beverly consumed was Star Trek reruns.
My fandoms go back a long, long way.
She got really into comics, but she drifted away as she raised her family. It was after her 14-year-old son died from epilepsy a few years ago that she found herself spending a lot of time at the store.
The community was important. The escape was important.
Beverly loved being in a space where she could geek out with other fans, something she says feels even more important during COVID. Places like Comic Book ER are rare in small to medium-sized towns because there often isn't a lot of institutional support, says owner Rob Grimes. But he says the store was doing well before the pandemic and had reached its stride a few years into operating. When COVID hit and the store closed, the building's owner cut him some slack on the rent, while the comic book distributors stopped sending new product. Still, it was hard to turn a profit.
We were really committed to saying, you know, we can get through this and we can get through this together.
Rob tried everything he could. He did mail-in orders, made his store safe when he could reopen, but it didn't make a difference.
Slowly but surely, I kept seeing the books, and sales were down. There was just nothing you could do about it. Costs were up.
And there was another issue. Some of his customers were hostile to the mask mandate. They'd hurl insults at Rob and threatened to boycott the store. He says that was the final straw. They couldn't keep fighting each day to keep the store open when a vocal minority made his dream business so unpleasant.
I had worked all these years to promote the idea of community and supporting each other and being there for your neighbor, which I always felt superheroes promoted. And then not see it come back and actually see it come back with some venom.
He has other projects on the line, but he's wary about what to get involved in. One day, Rob says he'd love to help someone else bring comics back to Cadillac. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Taylor Wisner.